This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited today. We have Adrienne Smith, entrepreneur, actress, elite athlete, founder and CEO of Gridiron Queendom, with a mission to create more opportunities in football and professional sports for women and for girls. She's one of the best performing wide receivers in women's football history, has won 2 gold medals, 4 national championships in women's tackle football. New England Patriots have said she cannot be stopped. Times Union has called her the face of women in football. Recently, her team, the Boston Renegades, were flown on the Patriots' private plane to Canton, Ohio, where they won their 3rd straight and 6th overall national championship. Adrienne and her team have been winners of national championships in 2010, 2011, 14, 18, 19, 2021. In addition to her role with the Renegades, Adrienne has been a member of the U.S. Women's National Flag Football Team, winning 3 silver medals in international competitions. And if this bio seems long, I'm not done yet. She's got a very impressive resume. Creator of Blitz Champs, a fun and competitive card game that we'll ask her more about, teaches and tests football knowledge, strategy, and critical math skills. She's partnered with the NFL Flag to lead Blitz Champs activations. And she's an actress who has also been seen on Orange is the New Black. There's a lot more there, but Adrienne, I want time to talk to you. So thank you for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thank you, Derek, and I appreciate the reading of the bio there. That's very good. I appreciate that.
My son wants to go to the NBA. He's 10, right? And so he's watching Space Jam, and he's out practicing as late as Michael Jordan did. And he's shooting. Yes. We have to make him come in at night because he's just laser focused on it. And who's going to tell him it's not going to happen? Because it could. But who's going to tell him? I mean, he just has a big dream, and I remember we all have that. You're right. Yes. And it does get moved out of us for either life beats us down or we think we're not talented enough or whatever it is. So I really appreciate you sharing that. Hey, we've got a few minutes left, and I want to ask you about balance and the truth about balance. You've been an actress on several shows like Orange is the New Black. You've got all of these different businesses. You're successful in your pro sports. You lead a busy, focused life, but it's intentionally full of the things that you want to accomplish. We all are struggling for this misnomer of balance and trying to figure it out in our world with our families, personal health, all of those things. What do you do, and what is the truth about balance?
Right, that's a great question because I think it's so important. For me, it's always God first. You know, I pray before I go to bed. The first thing I do when I wake up is pray. I'm always in my mind thinking about how can I best serve the people on this planet? How can I just be a light to, you know, some of the darkness that's in this planet? So for me, it's God first. After that, you know, you have to take care of yourself. So especially, I want to say the past couple of years as things have ramped up with my businesses, I have put a focus on getting enough sleep and proper nutrition. And then after that, it's working out. And the working out, it helps fuel me for, you know, playing tackle football and flag football, but it also just keeps your body healthy. You cannot enjoy this life. You cannot do or achieve any of the desires in your heart if your body isn't in fully functioning condition. So those things are important for me. I think it's faith. I think it's taking care of oneself mentally, physically. And then, you know, family and friends, we are a species that is social. So you need to have fun. You need to have those positive relationships. And if there are any people in your life that you can feel are draining you, you've got to take the difficult step of cutting them out and allowing space for more positive people to come in.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.